Welcome to your daily devotional, September 13th, Euthanasia and the Value of Human Life. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, You shall not murder. Euthanasia is the act of assisting someone in hastening death. It is incumbent upon Christians, particularly Christian leaders, to proclaim God's position as revealed in the Bible upon such moral matters. Although the Word of God does not specifically mention euthanasia, we have enough scripture evidence to stand against it. We'll approach our topic from two directions. First, euthanasia is a sanctity of life issue. Second, euthanasia is a practical denial of the sovereignty of God. First, euthanasia is a sanctity of life issue. It stands alongside two other murderous practices, abortion and infanticide. The Bible is clear that human life begins at conception and ends at physical death. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16, and Hebrews 9:27. Any position that favors one of these three practices and opposes another is inconsistent. You shall not murder. The commandment is based upon the fact that every life is sacred in the eyes of God. There is no such thing as a life without value and no justification for killing for convenience, however, quote-unquote, well-intentioned one may be. Second, euthanasia is a practical denial of the sovereignty of God. The Bible says that there is a time to die and that the number of our days are determined and that it is appointed for men to die once. These scriptures teach that God has appointed the day of our death, and any effort to hasten that, be it through suicide or, again, quote-unquote, mercy killing, is an attempt to usurp God's sovereignty and in opposition to his will and purposes. I stand with the majority of Christian ethicists that ordinary means should always be used to preserve life, but extraordinary means are not always obligatory to prolong life when nature is taking its course. However, the government should never be in a position of authority to prevent the use of any means, ordinary or extraordinary. Let us beware that we do not go further down the slippery slope that we have already slid down. I speak as a society, for the church shall never accept these things at all. In accepting abortion, infanticide, euthanasia in any form, once we devalue some lives, who will make the judgment as to which lives are worth living and which lives are not? We need only look to history to see where this could potentially take a society. Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler. Personally, we too must be diligent not to ignore or fail to minister to those whom we may be tempted to consider less worthy of our time and efforts, especially the elderly, disabled, and infirm. In ministering to the people who can give us nothing back, we are closest to the heart of Jesus. If you have the time today, take a read of Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, and ask yourself, who can you reach out to with compassion today?